Okay, brethren, let's hear what God is saying. So is this a loving God? Or is this a cruel, vengeful God?
This is a loving God. He cannot allow the iniquity to flourish and prosper. There is no sin in heaven of any kind.
Amen. Thank you, Connie.
God is a just God.
So is he going to have an earth that is all righteousness and no iniquity found anywhere in this earth? Is he going to finally bring that to pass? But yes. Is he not going to give every man an opportunity to yield to him and obey him and be part of his body, his kingdom?
Yes.
The word comes to me as choice. It's the choice that we make, whether we're going to be with God or whether we're going to be without God. But he gives us the choice.
So he gives us the choice. So man decides, you know what, I'm not gonna yield to anybody. I'm not gonna yield to my parents. I'm not gonna yield to any God. I'm gonna be my own man. Can he achieve that? Can he really be his own man? What spirit is he following in saying that? Is it not the spirit of rebellion? He's the man that says, no God made me. I came about from, you know, from evolution, and, you know, it was just an accident that lightning struck a bunch of soup somewhere one day and created life, you know, and I'm a result of that, you know. So there's no God that made me, you know. I'm going to live my life and do what I want. I'm going to make all the money I can, have all the pleasure I can possibly get. Eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow you die. That's what the man says.
When he made Adam and Eve in the garden, that was his desire, to have them with him and follow him, but they chose otherwise. And he's giving us all a choice now.
But he had to give Adam and Eve an opportunity to go the other way. See, the angels had a choice at one point, but I don't think they had very much of a choice until a certain point in time when he did give them an opportunity to choose. But for the most part, the angels were made pretty much like robots, that they obeyed, they did what they did, and they, you know, they joyfully did it. I don't think they did it with any grudge or anything like that. But of course, one day he gave them an opportunity and he allowed Satan to lead the charge. And of course, what did they say? A third of them went with him? So man has to be given a choice. And I believe that every man, God is, Larry said, God is a just God. Every man, there's no man in hell, there's no man who will ever go to hell who has not been given an opportunity to choose righteousness. And it could be at the moment of his passing over. If a man has had a rebellious spirit all his life, and as his soul leaves his body, and he confronts Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the living God, what's his response going to be? He's going to hate it, because he hated it all his life. And he's gonna take the left turn and go the other way. Mike, you're awful quiet today.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Okay, I guess I'll tell you this dream I had. It was a spiritual dream. You know, sometimes we just dream a dream and it's just a natural thing, you know, and then other times we actually have a spiritual dream. And I guarantee you this was a spiritual dream. It was in the early 90s, and I had this dream this night. I was laying in my bed and I looked up and I could see right through the ceiling. I could see right through the roof of my house. And it was a big, beautiful night. There was this big, full, bright moon and stars all over the place. And I was just looking up there at them. And all of a sudden, the moon went, the moon just twirled like this and came down. And I thought, oh my goodness. And I kind of looked around like, did anybody else see that? And all of a sudden, I saw the stars go, they just started crossing each other and falling and going crazy and everything. And I heard the words, helter skelter. And what I think that dream was showing me was that, you know, the moon, and I don't understand this very well, but the moon controls the tide of the ocean. The gravitational pull of the moon is what pulls the water back and lets it go forward. And I can't even imagine what might happen to the ocean if that moon wasn't up there. It might just flood over the whole earth. I don't know. But anyway, I remember thinking right after the dream, the thought that came to my mind was, whoever controls all that stuff just released his control over it. And we know that that's God. And so the main thing the dream showed me is God was showing me in the physical that this thing is going to happen. And so whether the moon comes out of the sky and the stars go crazy, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but God showed me in the spirit that this event is actually going to happen. And I feel like what those stars were showing me was just utter chaos. You know, it's like we don't really know what's going to happen when Babylon falls and all these people that have stocks and big money and everything, and all of a sudden it's just not there anymore. I mean, this earth is going to be chaotic. And so anyway, the only thing I'm saying is that dream showed me that this event is truly going to happen.
Amen. And the thing that we need to know, and we need to keep telling ourselves, is that God has a place, a place of shelter for us. Because in our natural mind, in our natural soul, we're going to see these things happen. And we would say, oh God, what's going to happen? So we need to come into the place of refuge and remain there. Amen. Remain under the blood. Amen. The blood upon the door of your tabernacle. Stay there. Don't go out into the street. Don't go out in the night. But remain in the place in Christ.
You know, Mark, when you said that, what came to my mind was, remember when Dinah was raped, it said that she went out to see the women of the land. You know, it's That's what she got for her, you know,
her visit.
Pardon?
Her visit.
Yes. It's like, don't go out there and see the women of the world. You know what I mean? That just came to my mind when you said, you know, just stay in your house with God.
You know, we are not, excuse me. We are not beyond the place in which we can be tempted. We are not beyond temptation. We may say we are the very elect, but except for the God's grace of keeping us, Satan is still capable of crafting a specialized temptation that can drop you into it. And many mighty men, many mighty stars have fallen. Hold fast, brethren, hold fast right to the very end.
Scripture says, let him who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall. That's a warning.
Amen. Daniel, you sure you don't have anything to add to this? Or anyone else?
No, I'm good. I'm really blessed. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Anyone else? This is body ministry here. Well, remember the virgins, and because the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Let's not be part of those slumbering and sleeping. Watch. We have to keep watching. And we, in order to watch, we need a constant reminder from the Word of God. This is what the Lord said. It's not false, it's true. If it's prophetic, it will be. Amen. And even though we may not understand the mystery of it, it will still be. You know, a lot of prophecy has many layers of fulfillment. Some of these things that Isaiah and Zechariah, some of the things that they were saying way back there a couple thousand years ago, some of these things may have had some fulfillment in their day. But you know what? The life of the prophetic word does not end in just a brief natural fulfillment of the word. Rita sang that song, Ancient Words. These ancient words are still true. They're still prophetic, and they apply to me and my generation as well. Okay, well, by the way, any of you brethren, Jim wants to bring a word either next Sunday or the Sunday after. Any of you brethren feel moved to bring a teaching, a word, whatever, you know, it isn't just the me show. We're open to what God has to say through other elders, others of ministry. Just want to say that. I've said it before. Just remember that.
Mark, I'm on.
Well, just say when you've got something.
Well, I will yield to Jim, but, you know, whenever.
All right, well, let's give Jim the choice. He didn't know for sure which one he wanted. And I'll let you know, and you can take the other one if you're flexible.
Okay. I'm always flexible. I think it's good to be flexible, except when it comes to salvation. You know, you have to be firm when it comes to your salvation.
Yes, thank you, Larry. All right, well, let's end the meeting. I have really appreciated you, brethren, today. And everything that you have shared has been a treasure to me. So I will bring the meeting to an end, since I have the buttons and the things. And I have a new laptop. I don't know if any of coming to us, the sound was very good, but that's my speakers apparently better. I don't know what your microphone is. Probably the same one you had last week, so whatever you're getting, you're getting. But it worked well. I was very kind of anxious about how this new laptop was going to work. Was it going to do Zoom and everything properly? It went from Windows 10 to Windows 11. They told me my old laptop would not convert. It was too old a version. And so sooner or later, I had to do it. So I went down to the local Geeks, and I got this new laptop.
It is awesome.
The picture is better quality.
Oh, well, then it's got a better camera too.
I think your sound's way better camera. Too.
Yes.
Can hear you way better.
We don't even have it at 100%. We have it at 80% and it's still loud.
Oh, when so it was set at 100%, it was blasting it right out into the street.
you look younger.
Oh, do I look younger?
And even more beautiful, if it's possible.
Oh, give me another new camera.
I don't think it's that good, Daniel.
All right, still an old geezer then, huh?
If it were out there, we would have called for offerings for this laptop. But we're here, so we thank you for providing it for yourself.
I forgot to shut this thing off, didn't I?
What?
I'm sorry. I